Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Tim Giuliano joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Tim Giuliano has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a senior managing director in the commercial banking division at the Melville, New York location. With over 37 years of experience, Tim will lead a team of relationship managers to grow the bank's presence on Long Island. Previously at Flagstar Bank, Tim managed a portfolio of over 50 relationships totaling $440 million in deposits and $350 million in credit commitments. He brings extensive leadership experience from roles at Dime Community Bank, Sterling National Bank, and Capital One Bank. Tim holds a Bachelor of Arts in Economics from the State University of New York, Stony Brook. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and offers client-centric banking solutions through PPAC Private Bank and Trust.
Onar Holding Corp. Building a MarTech powerhouse through AI and strategic acquisitions. Onar Holding Corp is on a path to building a MarTech powerhouse through AI and strategic acquisitions. The company's recent acquisition is expected to double revenues at subsidiary Storia AI, emphasizing data and automation. Onar aims to assist middle market clients in achieving measurable marketing performance through AI and data-driven strategies. Marketing is evolving in the age of AI and data, requiring dynamic and personalized systems. Onar, founded in 2021, is leading the way by integrating high-performing agencies into its network to provide clients with measurable outcomes. For more information on Onar, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. SCOIX Platforms Corp., NASDAQ, selected for $3 billion smart city development in Miami. SCOIX Platforms Corp., listed on NASDAQ as SCOIX, has been chosen for a $3 billion smart city development project in Miami's Little River District. The collaboration with SG Holdings will see over 500,000 units of SCOIX's patented smart home technologies installed in 5,700 planned residences, including affordable housing. These technologies will provide safety and smart features like voice and app controls, 911 emergency calling, smoke and CO detectors, and more. This project, supported by U.S. and global manufacturers, represents the first of its kind in Florida and offers revenue opportunities through subscriptions, monitoring services, and future integrations.
Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. welcomes Noah Wagler as a new officer to drive innovation in sustainable agriculture and seafood industries. Mr. Wagler, a pioneering Amish farmer, brings extensive experience in sustainable technologies to accelerate SMEV's growth. His projects include establishing resilient supply chains and distribution networks for distributors, restaurants, and direct-to-consumer programs. His structured water testing has shown promising results, increasing crop and livestock yields in the United States and Asia. Mr. Wagler is spearheading the development of an environmental campus in Indiana and investing in a European fund to finance SMEV's projects. His expertise and vision will advance SMEV's mission to revolutionize sustainable food production and distribution. Tech Media Breaks. Lelantis Holdings, Inc. Unveils 2025 renewable energy strategy with focus on veterans, underserved communities, and credit innovation. Lelantis Holdings, Inc. Offense revealed its 2025 renewable energy strategy, focusing on veterans, underserved communities, and credit innovation. Key initiatives include partnerships with Near D Power and the Warrior Up Foundation, to provide solar projects for veterans and low-income homes in Washington, D.C. The company has also secured exclusive rights to a blockchain platform for carbon and renewable energy credit issuance. Through joint ventures and strategic partnerships, Lelantos is making strides in tax credit monetization and entering the federal solar market, positioning itself as a leader in digital carbon trading. For more information, visit Lelantos Holdings' website at www.lelantosholdings.io.
Could Chinese authorities be controlling solar panels installed in the U.S.? The International Energy Agency estimates that over 80% of global photovoltaic solar panel production takes place in China. Beijing dominates the global solar panel supply chain, with a majority of panels in the U.S. manufactured there. This raises concerns about security risks. Companies like SolarBank Corp. offer North American-sourced solar systems as an alternative. TinyGems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Tilo, secures $3 million equity investment to advance age reversal pipeline. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol TILO, has secured a $3 million equity investment from its largest shareholder, the Bayshore Trust. This investment will support the advancement of the company's age reversal pipeline, including the development of Telomere 1 and Telomere A2 drug candidates. Telomere is committed to shareholder-friendly financing, with CEO Erez Imanov highlighting the absence of warrants or toxic structures. The company plans to submit an IND for Telomere 1 by year-end, focusing on rare disease indications to demonstrate early efficacy. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at www.telodx.com. Trump pledges support to UAE AI projects, announces deals worth $200 billion. U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged support for the UAE's artificial intelligence projects during his visit, announcing deals worth $200 billion between American and Emirati companies. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are investing in innovative technologies. For more information on D-Wave Quantum Inc., visit their newsroom. TechMediaWire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies, offering various services to reach target markets effectively. To receive SMS alerts from TechMediaWire, text TECH to 888-902-4192. For more information, visit TechMediaWire's website.
Rock Breaks, Nicola Mining Inc., FHLIA, OTCQBF, begins gold and silver processing from Talisker, prepares for multi-source production ramp-up. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSXV and OTCQB, has started processing gold and silver ore from Talisker Resources at its upgraded $33 million Merritt Mill in British Columbia. Production is expected to reach full capacity in the third quarter of 2025, with plans to expand mill throughput. The company is also gearing up to receive ore from Blue Lagoon Resources and advancing exploration at the new Craigmont Copper Project. Nicola Mining is focused on becoming a steady-state producer, leveraging its fully permitted infrastructure and strategic partnerships. For more information, visit their website at nicolamining.com.
Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, eyes expansion as sports investing gains institutional momentum. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BR, is looking to expand its presence in the sports investing sector as institutional interest grows. With sports asset valuations expected to exceed $700 billion by 2030, Brera's focus on sustainable football investments in growth stage clubs sets it apart from high-profile acquisitions. The company's 2023 NASDAQ IPO marked the first-ever listing of a multi-club ownership group, positioning Brera as a pioneer in the evolving sports investment space. As sports investing gains traction among institutional investors, Brera Holdings is leading the way with its global portfolio of sports clubs and strategic approach to professional sports exposure.
Tech media breaks. Gaxos.ai Inc. GXAI launches UnGPT.ai to transform AI-generated text into human-like content. Gaxos.ai Inc., listed on NASDAQ as GXAI, has introduced UnGPT.ai, a real-time rewriting tool that transforms machine-generated text into high-quality human-like content. The platform utilizes a multi-pass transformation model for superior output, surpassing other AI detection tools. UnGPT features an adaptive text engine, contextual synonym intelligence, browser integration, and recursive text refinement. CEO Vadim Matz stated that UnGPT bridges the gap between raw LLM output and real-world usability. Gaxos.ai is reshaping the human-AI relationship with applications in health, wellness, and gaming. To learn more about the company, visit www.gaxos.ai. ESG breaks. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. by OTQB BHF launches 2025 exploration program at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. announced plans for its 2025 regional exploration program at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. CEO Thomas Ulrich highlighted key milestones, including an NI 43-101 initial mineral resource estimate, a $1 million royalty milestone payment from Taurus, and a strategic alliance with Ocean Partners. The upcoming summer program aims to target new discoveries along a 110-kilometer copper belt, expand known deposits, and support resource development through advanced geophysics and drilling. A preliminary economic analysis for near-surface mineralization is underway, with impactful developments expected in the second half of the year. Aston Bay is a publicly traded mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada. For more information, visit Aston Bay Holdings' website.
Tech Media Breaks. OMS Energy Technologies secures $33 million in IPO. OMS Energy Technologies, a growth-oriented manufacturer of surface wellhead systems and oil country tubular goods for the oil and gas industry, recently closed its IPO, securing $33.3 million. The company sold 3,704 ordinary shares at $9 each, with shares now trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol OMSE. The offering closed on May 14, 2025, with the underwriter having the option to purchase up to 555,555 additional shares. Roth Capital Partners acted as the sole manager for the offering.
Gold gains stability as Moody's downgrades U.S. rating. Gold gained stability on Monday as the U.S. dollar weakened following Moody's downgrade of the U.S. government's credit rating. This boosted the safe haven appeal of gold, leading to some gains for the precious metal. Market sentiment remains bullish for gold, providing potential tailwinds for Kajimislex like GEMXX Corp. MZ to capitalize on. Investors can find the latest news and updates on GEMXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform offering insights into the mining industry, part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN, providing access to various wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Biomed News breaks NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ, NRXP. To present at Wall Street Conference on May 21st. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRXP, will present at the Wall Street Conference on May 1st, 2025, in Palm Beach, Florida. Founder and CEO Dr. Jonathan Javitt will provide an update on the company's progress towards FDA approval of NRX100, a preservative-free intravenous ketamine formulation. NRx plans to acquire Hope Clinics, focusing on treating suicidal depression, PTSD, and related conditions. NRx is developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRX101, an FDA-designated investigational breakthrough therapy, is in development for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain. NRx has initiated a new drug application filing for NRX100 for the treatment of suicidal depression. For more information, visit nrxpharma.com. How SeaStar Medical is leveraging its breakthrough medical device designation to help critically ill patients. SeaStar Medical Holding Corp., led by CEO Eric Schlorf, is leveraging its breakthrough device status designations from the FDA to bring organ-saving and life-saving solutions to critically ill patients. Their therapy, Quelimmune, approved by the FDA last year, targets pediatric patients with acute kidney injury due to sepsis. C-STAR is also conducting a trial for adults with AKI using their selective cytopheretic device, with half of the adults already enrolled. With a market opportunity estimated at $4.5 billion annually, C-STAR aims to apply its therapy to a wide range of serious life-threatening conditions. For more information, visit Benzinga's All Access interview with Eric Schlorff.
Two BYU-Idaho alumni launch AfriSource to drive economic mobility through purpose-driven outsourcing. BYU-Idaho alumni Mac Egbonavbear and Marcelo Weilen have launched AfriSource, a nonprofit platform aiming to connect high-performing African professionals with global businesses. The platform redefines outsourcing by offering access, affordability, and social impact. Both founders, coming from humble beginnings, understand the challenges of being overlooked in the tech industry. AfriSource stands out with its focus on quality talent, fully managed services, and reinvestment in African communities. It's not just about solving staffing problems, but introducing a smarter, more inclusive way for companies to source talent. With early success, AfriSource is bridging the gap in the global talent economy and reshaping the future of outsourcing.
H&O International launches HyGrid, intelligent hydrogen microgrid system to power the future of distributed hydrogen infrastructure. H&O International, Inc. introduces HyGrid, an intelligent hydrogen microgrid system designed to provide clean, off-grid electricity and support a global hydrogen infrastructure, combining solar energy, hydrogen storage, AI controls, and fuel cell backup. HyGrid offers 24/7 zero-emission power from 10 kilowatt to multi-megawatt capacities. This system aims to decentralize hydrogen production and storage, promoting energy independence and resilience. With features like AI-driven energy management, fuel cell backup, and scalability, HyGrid sets the stage for a distributed, modular hydrogen economy. H&O International envisions a future where hydrogen is locally produced, reducing reliance on centralized grids and fossil fuels. For more information, visit the company's website. One Foot Over wins 6 AMA Houston Crystal Awards, honored for marketing excellence across multiple categories. One Foot Over, a Houston-based B2B marketing agency, recently won 6 awards at the 2025 American Marketing Association Houston Crystal Awards. The agency was honored for excellence in website and marketing campaigns, with wins in categories such as website, landing page, and marketing campaign. One Foot Over's work for client CMEX US also received recognition in categories like B2B marketing campaign and social responsibility campaign. These awards highlight the agency's commitment to helping complex B2B brands connect with their target audiences. President Jill Manti praised the winners for their strategic and impactful marketing efforts, showcasing the talent and innovation of Houston's marketing community.
Chavis Building and Renovation Services offers integrated design and build services in Perrysburg. Chavis Building and Renovation Services in Perrysburg, Ohio, now offers a comprehensive approach to residential construction and renovation. By integrating architectural design, construction, and interior finishing under one roof, the company aims to streamline the process for homeowners. This unified model promotes collaboration and clear communication, minimizing construction challenges and ensuring a cohesive vision. The in-house interior design agency works closely with the architectural and building teams to create functional and aesthetically pleasing spaces. Chavis Building and Renovation Services focuses on a client-centered approach, tailoring each project to meet the homeowner's needs. For more information or to discuss a potential project, contact Chavis Building and Renovation Services at 419-969-6130.
Board in the Kitchen enhances curated gift collections for life's special moments. Board in the Kitchen, renowned for handcrafted kitchenware, enhances curated gift collections for life's special moments. Offering bespoke Corian boards, custom cutting boards, serving platters, and charcuterie boards, each item is meticulously crafted for significant occasions. Founder Rich Post emphasizes the importance of selecting gifts that connect with recipients on a personal level. These unique, durable, and visually appealing items provide lasting reminders of cherished memories. With a focus on premium materials and meticulous craftsmanship, Board in the Kitchen's collections offer timeless beauty and indispensable utility for a wide range of recipients and occasions. For more information, visit the company's official website.
Creative Biolabs Monthly Update: Gut Microbiome Exploration Through Advanced Lactobacillus Engineering. Creative Biolabs has launched new lactobacillus development solutions to aid probiotic research. These solutions include strain screening, functional validation, and small-scale fermentation production. The company offers multidimensional data support for researchers to evaluate immune regulatory potential and gut colonization ability of target strains. In addition to natural strain selection, Creative Biolabs also provides gene editing services to construct specific expression systems for live delivery. The company has developed simulation systems like organoids and epithelial co-culture models to enable more accurate examination of lactobacillus functions in the microbiome. Creative Biolabs aims to help clients devise comprehensive experimental design strategies for productive probiotic investigation. They plan to expand their strain collection and functional model systems to better serve research teams worldwide. Urinox Workwear delivers high-visibility vests and raincoats ahead of the hurricane season. Urinox Workwear has released its high-visibility vests and raincoats ahead of the hurricane season, offering protection for emergency responders, rescuers, and outdoor workers. The high-vis vests are made with bright fluorescent material and reflective stripes for visibility up to 400 meters. The raincoats are water-resistant, with sealed seams and adjustable hoods. Urinox Workwear, based in Istanbul, Turkey, focuses on creating functional and quality work garments that meet industry standards and specific professional needs.
EHC transitions to employee ownership. EHC Inc., a trailblazer in the construction industry, has announced its transition to an employee stock ownership plan, ESOP, marking a significant milestone in the company's journey. Since its founding in 1990 by Jeff Hunt, EHC's growth has been driven by a commitment to rewarding dedication and leadership. The ESOP now offers every EHC employee the opportunity to become an owner, honoring the company's history of sharing success with its team. With Tony Hamilton as president and Shane Graves as vice president of operations, EHC's future looks brighter than ever. The ESOP empowers employees, strengthens the company's culture, and ensures that everyone shares in the rewards of continued growth and success.
A small change beneath the desk, a big change in life. Rumo introduces the innovative footrest Dual Rest LC99 on Kickstarter. Rumo, a brand specializing in desk solutions, is set to introduce the innovative footrest Dual Rest LC99 on Kickstarter. This new footrest, developed with US users in mind, offers 18 levels of height and angle adjustment for personalized comfort. Made from durable materials, including eco-friendly Cordura ReCore recycled nylon, the LC99 is designed to improve posture and productivity at the desk. To celebrate the Kickstarter launch, Rumo is including a 3M Thinsulate fabric blanket as an additional accessory. The LC99 features a cushion pad that is water-resistant and easy to clean, making it suitable for use with shoes. With a focus on promoting healthier desk habits, Rumo aims to make a meaningful impact on users' daily lives with the Dual Rest LC99. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.